I'm Desda Zuckerman. Welcome to my podcast, The World of Sacred Healing, where we learn about and discuss the magic and the mystery of the spiritual life and the deep healing of the soul. Wow, here we are in February, the month of love. And I think one of the things that we always ask ourselves is, why do I have to work on self-love? Why is it so doggone hard to just think about myself as a completely lovable person? But, oh, isn't that the thing we get stuck in? I'm not lovable. I'm not enough. I'm not fill in the blank. So let's look at something we can actually do to feel and experience self-love right now. So I want you to take a deep, deep breath. And as you do, breathe in any little remnant of love you feel around you. Breathe in deep little bits of love and affection you feel from your cat, your dog, your friend, your family, your husband, your wife. And as you breathe it in, let it fill your body with hope and possibility. Because one of the things that we lose when we stop loving ourselves is hope. We lose hope. Hope that we are lovable. Hope that maybe someone could embrace us and feel us as a loving and incredibly giving person. So take another deep breath. And as you breathe in, feel the gift that is your own offering in the world. Feel it rising in you, bubbling up from the deepest recesses of your pelvic bowl, coming up your spine. Breathe in again and feel that gift emanating out of your heart, the gift that you have to give in the world. And take a deep breath, and as you breathe out, smile. Just give it a shot. Smile. And as you smile, feel your heart lightening. Feel the possibility of what it is you have to give growing. And know absolutely that if you're giving a gift of looking someone else in the eye and just saying, "How are you?" But then listening with an open heart, an open mind, an open spirit, your own self-love will be coming right out at that moment. How are you? How are you feeling? What's new? Questions that we repeat all the time that, you know, they don't have a lot of impact or meaning. But if you actually stop, ask the question, and then wait for an answer, somebody just might tell you, and you're going to feel so much better about yourself than rushing ahead to do the next task. What's important in life is giving yourself enough of a break that you can feel love for yourself, giving yourself enough space to let that love come up from deep within you, to share with others. And then in giving it away, you will know how much you really have. Because guess what? There's enough for you. Thank you so much for joining me. I've loved spending time with you. Please don't forget to leave a review. Visit us at yoursacredanatomy.com.